Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. We've been talking about the 8 steps to engaging the supernatural. And I just want to review step 6 again. Respond. If God gives you something to do right then, right at that moment when you've paid attention to His interrupting your day, your thoughts, your emotions, anything, if He says or gives you something, respond right then. Now, by that, I don't mean necessarily, for instance, if you're at work and He says that He wants you to change direction, that by responding, that doesn't mean quit because He has a new job for you. No, it means respond right then means to write it down and start making plans. In other words, don't be putting it off thinking you haven't heard Him. Take it seriously that what He's saying right now, what you're hearing, is what He wants you to respond to. We don't continue in our own ways of doing things when we've heard from Him. We want to be respectful and, again, learn that instant response, that instant obedience. This is the dependence version or interpretation of obedience. It's not obeying law out of, you know, well, if you have enough faith, you'll do what He says and it'll all work out. Because by it through the law was the mediator, and there is no other mediator for us. Besides, God is the only mediator. When we talk about a mediator, we're talking about something joining two things together. You know, if there's two sides arguing or in disagreement or not on the same page, a mediator will bring them to the same page, into agreement. But you and I are already in agreement with God. We don't need a mediator because the mediation took place 2,000 years ago. That was what Jesus did. And so as we understand and get our arms around that, that the mediating has already been done for us, obedience is not doing something because we should, because there's a blessing or a curse attached to it, because it pleases God, or because it's a test, or for any other reason. We now respond to Him because in your spirit you have already responded. And now in your soul, you are learning to respond. So that's our idea. That's our definition of obedience. It's response, quick response. He makes Himself known to us in ways we can understand. Not so that He's not trying to trick us or tease us or in any way give us the idea that we need to measure up, or, again, He's just not trying to make it hard. So when we look at what it is that he's trying to do, that he is doing in us, we see that his ways of doing things are not our ways. And it's going to take a while to get used to the whole idea that when he says something, we are to respond right then. We're not used to taking God seriously. We're used to working it out, getting confirmation, stewing on it. And this is why the first step in learning to respond, and this is why we've broken it down into these steps, is to simply write it down. That's something you can do. And we'll talk later about why this is so important to write it down. And I don't be thinking, okay, I'll remember it. Write it down. Because odds are, you may remember it, but you may remember it wrong. You may miss a certain phrase or a certain thought or a certain feeling, because you're also going to be testing what you heard. Write it down. That is the response. Then your response may also be just to respond for that moment. Then just do it. Very often the Lord's just going to get your attention. So your job is to give it. Give your attention. What do we mean by that? If he comes knocking on your door, what do? You open it. You just be in his presence. Say you're doing something else. You're in a meeting. And we'll talk about this later in detail. You protect that presence. You write it down. Lord, I'll be with you as soon as this meeting is over. And then as soon as the meeting is over, you go find a quiet place, whether you have to go to your restroom or if you can close the door of your office or go out to your car, whatever. And give him time. Revisit that presence. Let him come back full force. And sometimes it's just being with him. That's all he wants. And he will download into you what he wants to teach you or change in you. And you may not know at the time what it is you are responding to. That's up to him, whether he wants to make it clear to you. But the point is that, and this is the thing, is this is one of the reasons we did these steps, is so many people don't know what to do when God knocks, when God makes himself known. But if you do these steps, you will have covered your bases. You will have followed through in what he is doing in you at any given time and give him the opportunity that he's looking for to make himself known to you. Because remember, that's his job. You can't make God reveal himself to you. But remember, he wants to make himself known to you. Make himself real. Make himself clear. So we let him. And this is how we let him. We give him the opportunity to reveal himself. And again, we do it instantly when the time is apparent, when the time makes sense, when he draws us to respond to him. The next step, step 7, is respect and follow through. Sometimes, during these times, the Lord will give us direction, instruction, or even birth in us a new desire or idea or even bring back an old one. Right now, especially during this time, that's happening a lot. The Lord is revisiting a lot of old dreams, old desires. And He wants to bring them, breathe new life into them. As He does that, we need to be aware of what He's doing. And that very often, it's the circumstances or the timing that weren't right at the time that He gave it to you, but now He's ready to maybe bring your full focus onto that thing, or maybe just move it one step into a new direction. Remember, the results are not what matters. It's the process. Are you depending on God, or are you depending on your own strength or the strength of others? Now, remember that you have enemies. And when you start to engage in the supernatural realm, and this is what we're talking about, and the supernatural realm, remember, is just where your soul, the functions of your soul, the senses of your soul function in the supernatural realm. Your spirit, there's no confusion, there's no distraction. You have full understanding in your spirit. But in your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, we're still working that out. We're still learning how our senses work. So as the Lord draws attention to Himself using your solical senses, recognize that you will increase an awareness regarding your other enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. So, and that's what we're talking about on Tuesday mornings, is how to overcome those enemies, the world system, the flesh, and the devil. So as the Lord brings you into a greater awareness through your senses, your solical senses of His presence, your enemies are going to be right there. When you're ignorant of what's going on in the supernatural realm, you're not a threat to your enemies. When you start developing those skills, because remember, this is your territory, the supernatural realm, because you're a spirit being, the supernatural realm is your territory. But if you don't know that, guess who's been running the show? Your enemies. But now that you know that, you're going after them, he's not happy. They're not happy. They're going to put up a fight. So be diligent, because any idea, any change, any, especially a blessing, a freedom, an expression of God's grace, your enemies are waiting right there to steal that from you. Because they don't want you encouraged. They don't want you developing the skills. Because they don't want you even interfering with their process, with their ruling your territory. And God's not going to let you rest until you have taken your territory. So they're all right there waiting to steal that seed that God has planted, that beginning, that inkling. So this is one of the reasons we take it so seriously. Those times when God interrupts our day, our thoughts, whether it, or during the day or at night, at any time, when he draws our attention, we respond, Lord, is that you? How vital is that skill, and how simple. And yet as we do that, it's amazing how he makes himself known to us and how quickly our solical senses develop. So be diligent to take these things seriously and respectfully begin to nurture it with the time and attention it deserves. So you've written things down, things you believe God has told you. Now, you need to follow through with it. You know, how many people do you know that have notebook upon notebook upon notebook of dreams and visions and ideas and revelation? And that's where they stay, in that book. Or maybe even they've just become stories or experiences that they once had. That's not why God gives them. This is where clear direction from the Lord so often quickly turns into questions. When you receive it, an idea or new direction, it may be clear as a bell. I know which direction to go in. I know what I should be doing in this situation. I know what the Lord is saying to me. But if we don't write it down, if we don't give it time, if we don't nurture that seed, it can turn into doubt, it can change in character, or it can simply fade away. At first, we know we've received something from the Lord, but because we do not have the established habit to follow through, it becomes convenient for us to doubt that it was the Lord in the beginning, in the first place. Okay, what is the follow-through? Pretend it's an assignment from your boss. Say it's a new direction for your life that you've always thought you were going to be doing a certain thing, and he starts giving you a new idea. Start researching that new idea. Let's say he gives you the idea he wants you to write a book. I don't have time. I'm raising these, you know, five kids. You have a family to take care of and have to work part-time because of the economy. Do you think God knows that? Start researching. What is involved in writing a book? What would I write the book on? Write down all your questions. Even if it's half an hour a week, get that on your schedule, where you're going to talk to him. Don't worry about writing it yet, but talk to him about it. And start writing all your questions about it. Lord, is this something you want? Is this from you? How do I go about doing this? What else? Am I missing something that I need in order to be able to start this? But schedule it into your life. That's how you follow through. And then do it. Don't worry about what you're going to do with it after. Don't worry about what the result is going to be. Your job is to respond and respectfully follow through. Do the research, do the work, do the planning. You may oh no, have to change other things in your life. Lord may say, instead of this, I want you to be working on this. He may say, if you weren't doing this, you'd have plenty of time to write this book. Then you may go ahead and get out of that obligation and come back to him and say, okay, Lord, now I'm ready to start the book. And he may say, well, actually, what we're going to do is go in this total other direction. And what you find was this was his way of getting you out of that other obligation. So you go, okay, Lord, well, what's next? You learned, you developed what the Lord wanted you to learn and develop. It's not being productive. It's not about fulfilling what was what you believed was necessary to fulfill it. It's not about, in this case, it wasn't about writing the book. It was about responding to God, taking him seriously, finding out what he said, wanted to do, and then as the process moved on, he changed your direction again. Great. Terrific. You're on the right track. Keep going. It's the process that matters. Are you depending on him? Because, again, what becomes, if we don't do these things, if we don't write them down, if we're not diligent to put them on our schedule right away, we begin to doubt that we've heard from God at all. Because that's often what we use as our motivation. I'm sure you have friends, as do I, that have received words from the Lord that this is and that is what they'd be doing with their lives. Or they've had their own experiences or heard from him audibly or internally or in one way, shape, or form. Or someone or something has drawn their attention to a certain thing, and they know this is the way I should be going. But because they don't write it down, and they don't take it seriously, they don't do the work, they don't put it on their schedule, it fades into the world system. Their enemy, the world, wins. Distractions take over. And so they end up with nothing but this list of things that they thought God wanted in their lives. And this is one of our problems, is we think that if God gives us a new idea of or direction, he's going to do it in our lives. Now, there's times when he says, I will do this in you and through you. But most often, remember in your spirit, you're already done. It's a finished work in your spirit. So most often what comes through to your soul is to get the cooperation of your soul, your mind, will, and your emotions. So ask him, Lord, is this something I should be working on? It's a simple question. He'll give you a simple answer. Yes or no? Lord, is that you? Yes or no? We want to be objective and clear and take away a lot of the mystery and the suspense. You know, how to know if it's from God? It's not that hard. It's not that complex. It takes practice. It takes time and effort and attention. But it's certainly something every Christian is capable of doing, hearing God, because that's what he saved you for. That's what he renewed your spirit for, so that you could be one in him, as you are right now in your spirit, in him. But you'll have to do the research, the work, and the planning that's necessary. It's amazing these days how they have all these on the TV. They have all these wedding and bridezilla and all these the shows about staging houses and to sell, and all these shows about preparation for an event. And the amount of money and time and effort that goes into these practical but one-time events. And we Christians have such a hard time even responding to God. We think if he wants us to have it, we'll have it. If he wants us to do it, we'll find ourselves doing it. Now, there are times when that's the case, when we will find ourselves fulfilling a certain promise or word that he gave us. But most often, it's not in a vacuum. When we look back and we go, oh my, I'm fulfilling something God gave me 10 years ago, and I'd forgotten about it, but it was written down, so God leads us back to something from 10 years ago that we, at the time, the Lord had said, we had asked him what to do about this, what should we be doing, and he seemingly led us in a totally different direction. And what he does is he gives us a point Z. But he doesn't say, okay, now we're going to go through A, B, C, D, and E, and F, G, H, I, to get to Z. No, he just says, okay, now let's focus on B. And then we'll go to C, and we focus on D, and then E. And it may seem to take us completely away from Z. But because you're depending on him, and with the peace and confidence that he knows if he wants to get you to Z, that's his business. Your business is to respond. And maybe you go back to that, Lord, is there anything I should be doing here? And he simply draws you back to your to attention on G and H and I. Don't worry about Z. And then when you get to Z, he points back and says, look, every step I've been taking you has been leading up to this. I told you I'd have you ready. I told you you'd be prepared. And now we see it because it's done. Not by faith, you know, what that religious enigmatic term where we all have a different idea about what that means. Just by believing it. No, it's real. You can look back in your life and see how he has developed every skill you need, every relationship, every desire, every healing, every ability, every confidence, and that you're now at Z. And it's every step that mattered. Every step where you develop that confidence and that rest and that skill and that peace. Every step matters. And every step is dependence. Every step is our idea of obedience. Then, finally, step 8, get back to business. Return to what you were doing. Remember, the Lord is under no obligation to explain his timing or direction to us. Though as we become reliable and instantaneous in our response, God will likely keep your name high on his list of those he can trust. And he's more likely to tell you more information rather than less. Over time, he's more likely to share his purposes with you because he can trust you. Can you keep God's secrets? Or do you have to blab everybody? I had a revelation, and this is what I'm going to be doing. He's called me into this. He's called me to be a prophet to his people. We'll pick it up there next Thursday, and we'll be getting back together again on Saturday at 9 o'clock. Until then, remember, you can always get in touch with me at dianewecanprepare.org. Have a great rest of the week, and thanks for tuning in.